Well, coming up this weekend, the Arise Group here in Atlantic that owns the Atlantic American Legion Memorial Building at 201 Poplar Street, having an open house to kind of show off some of their recent work. And they're going to have a presentation there that day, too. A fellow by the name of Cactus Jack is going to be a part of that. Folks might remember Jack Berenger before he became Cactus Jack and off on all of his adventures as he began his life and some of those crazy adventures here in Atlantic. Jack, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm about 2 inches over wonderful, and I'm pretty excited about coming back to my old hometown. It's sort of coming full circle.
Well, you have had a lot of success and, well, ups and downs, as we all do in the business world, but with inventions and some different ideas that you've had an opportunity to do some marketing. Some of it's been kind of spectacular when it comes to some of the processes, methods, and things. A lot of that all got started, though, here. How did Atlantic kind of get you pushed off in that direction?
Well, Jim, you're not from Atlantic, but there's an area just west of the Armory building where we're going to be holding the event. That little area down in that corner was called Bucktown. You ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, at any rate, that's where I was came from. In fact, I'm going to be telling an interesting story about coming from Bucktown, just two blocks from the Armory there down at 109 Cedar Street. My parents had bought a house 7 years before I was born that they paid $600 for. And their payments on that house was $9 a month. And I was born in the back bedroom of that house, not in a hospital. And my mom tells the story that I was born in that back bedroom on a stump. And so that's where I got my beginnings, down in Bucktown. And back in that area, it was an incredibly thriving, fun area. It was just like a Disneyland. The neighborhoods were full of kids. It's not that way anymore.
What was it like for you growing up here in the Atlantic area?
It was absolutely fantastic. There was a school there called Grant School, then went on to Atlantic High School. And part of my story, which I'm going to be sharing at the event there this Sunday, is, in fact, I want to encourage anybody that's ever had a kid or a grandkid or possibly even themselves that maybe was a slow learner or didn't get good grades or wasn't an athlete, and what it was like going through. I found out later in life that my mother had put me in about the fifth or sixth grade in a class for slow learners. And I had a problem with, I found out later it was a part of my brain that we learn in different ways. Some things, sometimes through reading and sometimes through visual. And, but anyhow, I'm going to leave the story at that. And I just think that anybody that's ever had that issue in themselves or family would love hearing the rest of that story.
Well, looking at some of the information that I've been able to find about your travels and about some of the things that you've been able to do and accomplish over time, it seems like you have the ability to look ahead, look forward, and have a vision when you come to looking at things. How'd you develop that?
Well, it came over time, but I discovered that there's, when I develop a product or invent it, I ask myself two questions. Does it solve a problem? Or does it fill a need? And if it answers those two questions, then I'll work on the development of it. And I've got 12 patents right now and have brought probably 60 to 80 other products to market over the years. And some of the things that I'm going to be talking about there is a lot of experiences that I had with movie stars, like on QVC Shopping Network. I had the opportunity to meet and work with Charlton Heston, Dick Clark, Tim and Harvey Conway, Joan Rivers. I got a great Joan Rivers story that I'm going to be telling that day that I know everybody will love. But some of the other things that that I want to tell people about down there. In fact, they're at the museum. I donated a collection. It was from the Vaqueros Car Club when we were back in Atlantic. And a bunch of us, it started out with 12 and ended up with over 40 members. And we had a car club. Back in that area, it was just, ever seen the movie American Graffiti?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was us. There in Atlantic, up and driving up and down them main streets and scooping the loop and going out to the dairy suite and then back out towards the drive-in and turn around. And that was our car club. So I'm going to be telling people a few stories about that. And then the other thing is that that people will like about the Atlantic thing is my grandfather fought in the Civil War. And up there in the city park, that big Civil War statue, his name is on that. And I'm going to be telling the story, but I've got in his handwriting a story of the battles that he fought in, 12 different battles, including the Battle of Vicksburg and the Battle of Shiloh. And he actually survived the war after fighting in 12 battles. He was the guy that charged in with the flag. He was the flag bearer. You seen all them old movies where the guy comes charging in the battles of the Civil War? That was him.
Hmm.
And so I've got some interesting stories about that as well.
Yeah.
And then I got also something that we'll be telling a little bit about is my experience on Shark Tank.
We wanted to kind of visit a little bit, too, about your connection here. And I'm just curious to know, because in this particular instance, we're at the American Legion Memorial Building, the old armory here, which has been renovated and looks a lot different now than it did when you were growing up. There's been work done on, for example, the Railroad Depot here in Atlantic, which is now the Chamber of Commerce offices. What does it mean to someone like you who grew up here and has fond memories of your time here? And now you get to come back and visit with folks and see some of the work that's done to preserve some of what you remember.
Well, there's even more to it than that. You mentioned that Atlantic Depot. When I was a kid living down on Cedar Street, my dad got up every morning for 33 years and went to that depot. He was the switchman for the Rock Island Railroad, him and Dale Klein. And for 33 years, I had full access to that railroad depot. And not only that, was able to come down and my dad would get me and my brother up in the big trains and we were able to ride around on them when no other kids could. So it was sort of a treat. In fact, that same depot, when I was about 14 years old, just the east side of it, there was a big old half-acre patch of grass, and I mowed that grass. And I had real severe hay fever, and it just drove me nuts. But that's how if I ever had any money, I was out there mowing grass and scooping walks throughout that city of Atlantic.
So coming back home this close, you get a chance to see some of the memories there too. Very
good.
Oh
my gosh, yeah, very very much so, and. Like I say, it's just sort of been a full circle thing for me to coming from my background and stuff to I've been around the world 3 different times. I do engagements in Europe. I used to go to England 5 times a year and do shows on the QVC Shopping Network. Then I'd leave there and go to Dusseldorf, Germany. And I do 5 shows a year there. And then One other thing that your listeners might remember, and I know I'm jumping around here, but I just had a thought. I invented an arm wrestling machine back in the 1980s, and I built the largest arm wrestling organization in the world, took it into 50 states and 8 foreign countries, and we held our world championships out in Las Vegas. And so that was another experience that I had. So through that, I went to Australia and 8 different countries holding these events and tournaments.
Bet when you're
long ride from Bucktown.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet when you're mowing the lawn down there at the Atlantic Armory back in the day, you probably weren't thinking about going to places like Australia, Germany, England.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, boy, if I could ever get to Des Moines, Iowa.
Well, you've done that a little more. Well, very good.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, lots coming on, and lots more stories, too. I'm sure Jack will have a lot more for you coming up here on Sunday. They'll have a free will luncheon from 11:30 to 1:30, and then they want to show off some things because there have been some projects done there at the Old Armory. The American Legion Memorial Building included an updated kitchen, so they'd like to show that off a little bit. They'll have lunch there that day for folks, and then at 2 o'clock, the presentation by Cactus Jack. And you get all that and more, and there's no fee to stop on down. The Arise Group, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, helping to sponsor that activity. So they're glad to have you there, and hopefully you get a good crowd to come out and see some of what's been done. And hear some of the stories as well. Jack, we're pretty sure you have some pretty good ones coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to invite everybody to come down. I know a lot of the people that I haven't seen in years and classmates are still around there. So come on down, and we'll have a good time.